Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is your host, Iram Saeed, with the Global Telesummit from Heartache to Joy and Bliss Up Now. I want to welcome you guys. I also want to welcome our special guest speaker, who is a returning speaker to the summit, Deborah Carter, with a very exciting call today called The Magic Incubator, Effortlessly Unlock Your Health, Wealth, and Happiness. I think this is a call that we have all been waiting for, something we all can use right now given the turbulent financial situation pretty much all over the world right now. So today with Deborah, we are going to find out what your soul's definition of happiness is, discover why you keep repeating the same pattern and getting the same unsatisfying results, and how to change that. Locate the missing pieces to your puzzle so that you can feel complete. Uncover your unique magic and the gifts that you brought with you in this lifetime. Access the keys to unlocking your highest and greatest potential in the areas of wealth, health, relationships, and happiness. I think we can all use all of this stuff, and we are excited to learn from Deborah, but just a little bit about her before we get into these questions. From an outsider's perspective, Deborah looked like she has had it all for many years. Her college education and steady, well-paying job provided her a taste of the American dream. However, from her perspective, she was overworked, in debt, miserable, unfulfilled, and empty inside. I know how that feels. She knew there was more to life than 15-hour workdays, stresses, bills, and demands of the so-called successful life. As a survivor of corporate America, Deborah Carter no longer believes in the limitations placed on humanity by individuals who are in power. She's a mother of three wonderful children, two daughters, and a son-in-law. Deborah has a Bachelor of Science in Marketing and spent more than 39 years in the insurance industry. In her many corporate roles, Deborah has been a director, a trainer, event planner, mentor, coach, public speaker, and head issue resolver, which provided her with many opportunities to help others learn and grow. More than a decade ago, Deborah began to open her eyes and see things from a different vantage point. She had an ever-growing appreciation and awe of how energy works and how it can be used to help each of us achieve our desires. Deborah is now working primarily in the Akashic Records, helping her clients find out who they are at a soul level and assisting them in their quest to live their best lives. She's also a certified registered master teacher in, okay, I'm going to need your help to pronounce that, Yusui?
Yusui.
Is it Yusui, Deborah? Yusui. Yeah. Okay, thanks. All right. Yusui, Litarian Reiki, Money Reiki, Karuna, and Sikkim. Okay, I'm going to need your
Sikkim
help again.
Sikkim.
How do you pronounce it? Sikkim. Thank you. Sikkim. Lemurian, Atlanteans, and Egyptian Reiki systems. That's a whole long, long list, but it's not it. She also works with Angelic Ascended Masters, Blu-ray, Compassion Key, and Grace Healing Energies, and is an Oracle card reader. By blending the knowledge skills that she has learned in the corporate world with the multiple forms of energy work, Deborah is able to offer customized readings, clearings, coaching sessions, mentorship programs, training, and retreats for her clients. Very excited to have you here with us, my dear. Welcome again to the show.
Thank you so much, and thank you, everyone, for joining today. I am so excited to be here. I'm living my dream, and I would love nothing better than to give each of you the ability to live yours as well.
Beautiful, beautiful. I love that. What a transition, huh, from corporate America to the Akashic Records. I love it. I just love it. So I, you know, we have since you were here last, we have added a lot of new amazing members to our community, a lot of people that watched our docuseries, Energy, the Ultimate Healer, have joined the community through the, you know, after watching the docuseries. So they are now a really delightful blend of people at various levels of understanding of, you know, the metaphysical and the energy world. So for the benefit of those that really don't know what the Akashic Records are or have no clue, could you please explain to us what are the Akashic Records?
Absolutely. The Akashic Records is, in a nutshell, the repository of everybody's soul stories. It's like a giant library, bigger than the Library of Congress, bigger than all of the libraries in the earth plane all put together. It is where the past is recorded, the present is happening, and future potential exists. So it's basically a record of each individual soul's journey through the different timelines and experiences that they have chosen to have. It is the place to go. Basically, right now, I guess the easiest way to say this, is in our world today, everybody goes to www.google.com or duckduckgo.com to get answers to all of the mundane questions, how to spell words, how to find things, how to navigate the human experience. But that's just three-dimensional, earthbound, trivia-type information. The real information we should be looking for and quote-unquote Googling is actually the information that's contained in our own personal story, which is what's in the Akashic Records. And the more I work in the records, the more I know I've always been in the records, even when I have not actually been cognizant of that. So there were many times growing up and in my corporate experience where people would just say, how did you know this? Where did this answer come from? How did you just have this skill or this talent? Well, it's because I've always had it. I've had it in this lifetime. I've had it in past lifetimes. And my story is no different than everybody else's. We've all had many, many lifetimes. We've all done a myriad of different things, good and bad, by the way. We all haven't been perfect little angels. But that's okay, because it's all part of the journey of our soul and the growth. But the interesting thing is that the records, when you read someone's soul story, is full of patterns and repeating patterns of things that the soul is trying to work on and get better at and transcend. So if we look at someone's life this go-round and they struggle, we all struggle with different things. Our struggles may be unique to us. They may be part of the collective, like right now with the economy in the U.S. and around the world, not being super friendly to people. We look at these patterns that we're in day after day, month after month, year after year. We look at New Year's resolutions and see that the ones we make for this year were the same that we made last year and the year before, and we just can't keep them. We feel defeated, right, by our quote-unquote failures. But they're not necessarily failures, right? They're just looping patterns that we can't get out of. But if we go into the records, we find we haven't gotten out of them for a multitude of lifetimes. So without knowing where the pattern started and how to course correct, it's very difficult to just take a new path, right? And that's what's so liberating about working in the records, is we can go in and we can find out where the problems actually started. When was the first time you actually procrastinated or didn't speak your truth or didn't claim your power? You know, all of us have magic inside of us. Whatever our personal definition of magic is, right? We are sparks of divine energy. Mm-hmm. We're magic at our core.
True.
Lifetimes
Beautiful.
Ago.
So, go ahead, please.
I was going to say, lifetimes ago, we turned that off. It's still there.
We did. Absolutely. Okay. So is it possible that one can alter their soul story?
We can. We can't change the past. However, we can heal the past, which then allows us to free ourselves from recreating the past over and over again. So therefore, we are free to rewrite a new story. Sort of like in this lifetime, say you're stuck in a loveless or abusive marriage. Right? You have the ability to leave that relationship or to stay. Right? Being unaware and unawake, we stay in that toxic situation, whether it's a dysfunctional marriage or a job that we hate or whatever. Right? The only way to change the future and change our soul story is to make a different decision and say, I am strong enough. I can make these changes. Yes, they're going to be painful. Yes, they're going to be a little scary, but I'm already in a painful situation. I'm already in a scary situation. So why not do something different? Right? But once we free the anchors that are keeping us stuck in that dynamic, we free ourselves to be able to walk a new path and write a new story. Sort of like, I know that many people around the world watched Game of Thrones. And there was a lot of hype leading up to the ending of this series. Not everybody was thrilled with the ending. But what a lot of people don't know is there were multiple endings written, and the actors themselves didn't even know which ending was going to be put out to the public. And that's, we all have that power, right? We all can create multiple future outcomes if we know how. We can pick the outcome that we want, not the one we feel stuck with. So, we can either, in that loveless, abusive marriage, either change the dynamics so that it becomes loving and respectful. We can leave, or we can stay exactly where we are. There's three highlighted potential paths. Which one do we want to take? And you know what? It's okay if somebody stays stuck in that, right? Their soul hasn't learned everything they need from that dysfunctional relationship. But when the soul is ready to proceed and you tap into the magic inside of you, the potential is limitless. We really can be, do, and have everything we want. We just need to believe it, that we can, that we have the ability to do that.
Love
and that's
it.
Why I'm so excited about this program, because this gives the tools to awaken that magic, remember who we are, and create that new story.
So I want to talk about that, the Magic Incubator, the program you have today, because, you know, with all the choices people have today, a lot of healers working in even the Akashic Records, how is this program different?
Well, it's a combination. So the program uses a variety of energy work, activations, attunements, and information to change perception, open the mind, open the third eye, realign all the chakras, as well as working in the Akashic records. And a lot can be done in the records. There are healers that strictly work in the future. There are some that strictly work in the past. This program combines all of that so that we can identify what the patterns are so that we can heal them and break them, but also provide each individual that goes on this journey with the tools to change what they're ready to change in their life. And it's a program that can be used over and over again. This isn't me sprinkling magic dust on everybody and poof, you have a new life, right? Would be nice if that was the case, but it's not, right? That's not how true change happens. True change happens in an interactive process. So I'm helping everyone remember who they are, learning where they've hidden their magic. What are their stumbling blocks? Why are they stuck? And then providing the tools and the mindset shift and the energy sparks to help them move into what they really want. And it's designed to be something that can be used again and again. So, you know, a lot of people look at it like I have to rewrite everything. My whole life is not where I want it to be, so I have to change everything. Well, changing everything is overwhelming. So if you're having money issues and relationships issues, and you have people that are really toxic in your life, you know, what do you work on first? Right? You pick one. You do something. You don't have to fix it all. Just fix one aspect of your life. Work the program with that aspect. Take your power back. And then repeat and do it again. So this is something that can be used not just once, not just twice, not just this year, but as you grow and evolve. Because once you shift the abundance needle, for example, okay, say you're making $50,000 a year and your goal is to get to $80,000 a year, and that's where you're going to find happiness. Well, you might get yourself to $80,000. Okay, that's great. But then in another year or two, at 80,000, you're going to feel like you're missing out. You need to evolve past that. So this program lets you reactivate it and go forth and say, okay, what's keeping me stuck at the 80,000 level so I can proceed on? Or I've shifted relationships. I've let go of people that were holding me back. And then you realize 6 months from now, oh, this person's making me feel trapped again. I'm now stuck. Again, you go back in, you work the program, you listen to the calls, you remember your magic. Because let's face it, Aram, life is, it's a daily revolving door of, to do this, to do that, to do, right? That we all have very full calendars. There's more things we need to or want to accomplish than we have time to. So it's very easy to work something, change a little bit, and then stop working because we think we've reached where we wanted to be, only to realize that we get caught back up in that day-to-day loop, right? So this is designed to allow you to redo it anytime you feel that you're ready to step up again. And
beautiful.
Magic, because the magic's inside. The magic is here. We just don't know it.
I love that. I just love that. Yes. So, okay.
I'm looking at your program that you have brought for us today. It looks really, really exciting. And I want to let our listeners know, as you look at the offer page, there's a lot of exciting things in Package A and B. And Package A and B both have, at the moment, the remote healing offer, the container that is going to be set up for 60 days. And at the moment, you can invite 10 members. It was going to go away today, but we have extended it for one more day. So 24 hours, you get to invite 10 members of your family or inner circle for free to receive this energy from Deborah. So we'll talk about the package in detail in a few minutes. But tell us, is it important to have a one-on-one session with you? And if so, why?
Absolutely. The one-on-one sessions really allow both of us to dig deep into your records to the levels where we can pinpoint what caused the current dysfunction. No matter how many lifetimes ago it started, we can dig back to that and shift those energies for you. The program as a standalone is great, and it's going to make a difference in people's lives. But if someone is really, really needing or committed or wanting to change their life, then the one-on-one session is really where that's going to get anchored in and propel you further a lot faster in order to claiming what it is you want from your life. Miraculous shifts happen in one-on-one sessions. Releases happen, recognition, understanding, and people realize that they're not alone, they're not crazy, they're not stuck, that they really do have what it takes. They have just been playing small because they didn't realize they had a choice. So I would encourage anyone that is considering the program to, one, take advantage of it, but two, if you have the wherewithal within you and you really want to change, go big, take Package B, spend some time with me, and let's work the magic together.
Beautiful. Awesome. So I actually, I wanted to let our listeners know you had already set up, kind of you were grounding everybody before the call. You started to do the energy work on the group already, right?
I have. So awesome. For individuals, I've actually started even before the call. So individuals that have already signed up, from the moment they signed up, the energy started flowing to them. And then when we were together a few minutes before opening the call to everyone, I brought in energies, a myriad of energies based on the container that was going to be present, not only for the call today, but anyone that listens to the replay. So the energies are still relevant. Grounding into the earth plane, the divine energies from past, present, and future, using a variety of energy streams, because as you went through, I have quite a few of them at my disposal. So they're all coming in. And the cool thing is the way I work with the energy streams is you are getting the energy stream that's appropriate for you. And each caller
awesome.
Is getting what they need, right? So it's not everybody's getting the same little cocktail. I'm actually mixing something specific for everyone.
I love that. And I think our listeners are going to be really excited to know that in about a couple of minutes, We are going to be opening up the phone line so you can have a mini one-on-one reading and a clearing on the spot with Deborah. You do have to be on the phone and then press star 2 to raise your hand. So Deborah is going to be tapping into your Akashic records and identifying one of your top blocks that needs to be cleared out of your records, and she will do that clearing on the spot. So if you haven't yet done so, please call in. You have to be on the phone line. And then once you join, press star 2. That way you will be placed in the queue, and we will be picking callers from the queue. So right now, for a lucky few, the queue is actually short. So I'm going to go ahead with the caller number 1. And 613 area code, you are on.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. It's Wilma. I'm so excited.
Hello, Wilma. Well, it pays to be the number one, you know, get on the call early and then raise your hand because you get picked often because of that. So awesome.
So excited.
Welcome, Wilma. I am so happy to connect with you today.
Oh, me too. I know what I think my I know what I think my number one is, but I'm not going to say it in case you're picking up on something different.
Well, you do have several of them out here.
Okay.
Your records are showing me that the core block that you have is actually anchored in energies around abandonment.
Oh,
and
wow.
Fear of being alone, not having support, being cast out and ostracized. And that is actually what caused you to shut your magic down 300 lifetimes ago.
Wow.
Now, that may sound like a lot, but... we've all had hundreds and some people thousands of lifetimes, but 308 lifetimes ago, to be exact, you used your magic in a way that caused some harm. It was not intended. Your intention was for good, but the ramifications of not fully understanding how your magic would disseminate within the village that you lived in did cause a ripple effect, caused harm to people, and therefore you were forced out. That expulsion is the word they're telling you to use, from your community, from your livelihood, from the people that you loved, your support system left you alone and vulnerable and caused you to think back into energies of failure, grief, loss, remorse, regret, that are still playing out in various aspects of your life. Does that resonate with you?
It absolutely does. My big belief is my financial struggles and my diminished eyesight are somehow intertwined. And one of the big things that I'm very aware of is that I have a great gift to share with this world, and I don't know what it is. And it's so funny, while you were talking about all this stuff from 300 and some years ago and my magic, it's like it felt like the gift that I know that I have to share, I've probably been blocking it because of this. And that's where my abundance lies. So it's very, very interesting.
It does. They are all combined because you know what you are supposed to be giving to the world, but you can't bring yourself to do it because you're afraid that it's going to harm people, but then everything is going to you're going to be abandoned by everyone and everything. But there's also a part to this abandonment where you feel like the divine has abandoned you, because the gift that you were bringing did not come through the way you intended it to. So you kind of put yourself in the middle. Everyone else in abundance and happiness and joy is on one side, the divine's on the other, and you're in the middle, unable to connect with both.
Wow.
So how about we connect you? How about we connect
yes, please.
You today?
Yes.
Would you like that? Okay.
I would love
that. So I have
that.
I do have permission to clear this in your record?
Absolutely. Yes, please.
Okay. So give me a moment. I'm going to clear it from this specific lifetime, and then I'll explain how additional work in this program can help take care of others. Just give me a moment. You may feel some tingling. You may feel like some energy that's tapping around your crown.
I feel the energy around my heart that feels almost like trepidation. And in my throat, I can feel energy moving. Now I can feel something at my crown. But I felt
okay.
Those two first.
Okay, good. Usually when it comes in, it's coming through the crown. So usually that's where it's picked up first. But good. I'm glad you're starting to feel it should continue down through all of your chakras, even coming out your toes and anchoring you in.
Is it possible that feeling in my heart and the trepidation and the throat was the fear leaving as the energy was coming in?
Yeah.
You know, the old something has to go out before something new can...
Absolutely. We have to expel and purge those blocks in order to allow the new energies and our power to come in and fully anchor. So now you can open yourself up to love, to joy, to connecting with other people, to connecting with yourself. And now you're able to also speak your truth around what it is you want, because there's things in your life that are not serving you, that you feel like you're stuck with, that you have to go along with because otherwise you're going to be abandoned. And you no longer have to feel that way.
Wow.
Because you've got the power to make the changes and say, no, I don't want to do that. No, I'm not going to proceed in that way. I don't have to. I don't want to. I'm not going to. Where before, you felt like you had no choice. Right? And choice is huge. And it doesn't matter what choice you make. You can always make a new choice if the choice you picked doesn't work out, right? We're never locked into the choices that we make. But knowing that you're free to make choices is a game changer. So I've cleared the energies for you on your records. For this particular lifetime.
Okay. Awesome.
There
thank
are other
beautiful.
Blocks.
Thank
welcome,
you, thank you,
sweetheart. You're welcome.
I actually feel free now. When you were saying that, and you're free to, I could feel I am free. Those three words.
Beautiful.
I am free. Thank
that
you,
is
thank
awesome.
You, thank you both so much.
You're
I'm
so welcome,
from head to toe
very
for you
happy
as well.
For you. Awesome. Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. All right.
That's why I love this work. So who's next?
Yeah, it's immediate. So could you pick a number between 1 and 20 for me, please, Deborah? And I'll unmute that person.
18.
Okay, that number is area code 339. You are unmuted now. Actually, I think 3 could be the country code, or 333 could be the country code. It's an international number.
Yeah, it could be me.
Yes, it is. Who's this?
Okay. Odile from France.
Say your name again, please.
Odile.
Odile, welcome. All right, what's your question, dear?
What's my main block? I'm a healer with no client, even though I'm a powerful healer.
Welcome, Odile. Give me a moment to tap into your records. You do not have any clients because you have purposely put up a cloak over your practice, over yourself. And the reason you have done this goes back, actually yours is fairly recent. This was about 32 lifetimes ago. I need to count the stories. You have a target on your back. In that lifetime, using your gifts was not safe. You were singled out as being, for lack of a better term, in your culture, it wasn't called that, but just so that you and other people can understand, you were labeled as a witch. You were forced to run, to hide, to reinvent yourself so that you could blend in with the masses and be just like all of the other peasants that you had encountered from town to town. You could never risk using your powers and helping people, because then the target on your back, I actually see it glowing. It is a fluorescent red and yellow, alternating layers, and you have spent every lifetime since then trying to make sure that this target does not put you out there and make you different and make you separate from other people. Removing this will allow you to release the cloak that you've placed over yourself, allow you to shine your light and take that target and invert it and allow it to become a beacon of light over your entire body so that you can shine your light out there so that everyone that needs to receive your healing energy can now find you and know where you are. So do I have permission from
you? Does that resonate with
you, honey? Oh, yes, it does. Oh, yes, you do have permission, please.
Okay. So give me just a moment. You may feel tingles. You may even actually feel some airflow as this cloak, because it's very thick. It's a very dense material full of multiple layers. So you may actually feel a little cooler without this. But understand that I'm pulling it up, but then recentering it, but it's not going to be heavy. It's not going to be a cloak. It's actually going to be filled with a lot lighter and brighter energy around this. So give me just a moment to...
Can I quickly interrupt? There are a couple of questions on the webcast because people are saying they have chills, goosebumps about having a cloak. So when you do this clearing, is that going to work for everybody or just for Odelia?
It's working for everybody. So everybody that's picking up on this energy, and even if they listen to the call again. And because the cool thing about working in the records is once you release something, right, the larger blocks, the larger restrictions that are there, then the next layer pops up and says, but I'm hiding in here, too. You just didn't notice me because I was stuck behind something bigger. Something was blocking my, right? So, that's why the healing happens in layers, because we have to remove what we can, what's the biggest impediment to the progress first. And then other things start popping up. So, yeah. So, somebody could even go re-listen to this call later in the week and not feel the effects now, but feel the effects then. Yeah, that's an awesome question.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Are you feeling any shifts, Udelia?
Yes, I feel a few things in my head, which is generally the case when I receive energy. But I already received it whilst you were talking before working literally on me.
Okay. So the healing's been done in your records in that particular lifetime. And now I'm just allowing the shift so that this cloak is now being turned into an open-ended beacon.
That's a lovely image, yeah.
Yeah. And your light's shining bright, and it's going to continue to get brighter. Embrace it. Welcome it. It's safe. You are safe to shine your light.
Thank you.
It is safe for people to contact you.
It brings tears to my eyes. I'm so grateful.
Awesome, sweetheart. I'm so happy that I was able to help you. That just brings joy to my heart. You're welcome. You're welcome, sweetheart.
So beautiful. So beautiful. Yes. Thank you so much, my dear. Lots of love. That was powerful. That was really powerful.
That was awesome. I just love doing this. I could do this all day.
I know, and it's so fast. It sends us spinning because we can feel the energy. It's so fast. Beautiful. So lots of love to you, my dear Delia, and send me your feedback, please, because I can imagine if I felt the energy so strong, you're probably reeling from it right now. So do send it in the webcast. I would love to hear how you're feeling now. And
Good point, Erin, before
yeah,
you
ahead,
do
please.
That. So anybody that's feeling the energies, anybody who connects with us and gets a mini clearing today, I encourage you to pamper yourself today, drink lots of water, rest if you feel called to rest, allow the energy to move through you, and do not resist what's coming up. Meaning, if you feel called to cry, cry. Allow the tears to flow. Allow the release process to happen. This doesn't have to be a energy detox that some people are familiar with, where the energies are so intense that they make you feel, you know, a little like you're getting the flu or something like that. It doesn't have to be anything like that. You embrace the energies, allow them to flow through you, and allow yourself to feel the emotions. Thank them for what they've brought to your life, what they've shown you, what they've taught you, and then send them out with love. You anchor in the energies, and you don't have to feel any negative release of them, if that makes sense. I know a lot of times people are resistant to making changes because they believe it's going to be uncomfortable or energetically draining. It does not have to be that way. Just embrace what's flowing through you, feel it, and allow it to release.
Beautiful. Awesome. So can I pick another caller now?
Absolutely. Let's do this.
will you please give me another number?
12.
Number 12, okay. Area code 650, you are unmuted now. 650.
Is that me?
Yes, what's your name, dear?
Oh, great. It's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. All right.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. You know, I just have been trying to figure out, you know, my next thing I'm supposed to be doing. I've been told for a long time before I even knew what a healer was that, you know, I'm a healer and supposed to be helping people with my gifts, but I've still been trying to figure out what, you know, gifts I'm supposed to be using to help people. And I'm kind of in that place right now.
Okay, Kathy, let's take a moment. Let's flip back. Well, yes, you are a healer, my dear. Many, many lifetimes. Many positive lifetimes of being a healer. Your block is actually coming from overwhelm and overload. Usually healing blocks come because people shut them down. Yours is out there because you expanded so much in the last three lifetimes in particular, that you put yourself more in a mode of needing to learn everything, that you weren't going to be good enough to offer your healing unless you could be the absolute best healer that's there and the most recognized healer that's there and be able to offer the most different kinds of modalities. So you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to know everything. You don't have to flow any energies that are not your own, meaning you don't have to learn other people's specific energy types. Like when Aaron went down the list of all the different energies that I've learned how to flow, right? I have a lot. I now know I could have stopped after taking the Yusui trainings. I really didn't have to learn more individually. I just needed to learn how to open mine up and remember where my magic is. Okay. So that's part of yours. It's almost like shiny object syndrome, right? Oh, that looks good. Let me add this, right? And you're stuck in that, let me add, because I'm not good enough until I keep adding, right? It doesn't have to be what you're perceiving as being perfection out there and knowing it all. You don't have to be super specialized in anything. You just have to be authentically you. So with your permission, I'd like to go into your records and pull back what took place in these last three lifetimes so that you can fully step into your version of healing, right?
Yes.
Because you're seeing people flow energy and it's not quite resonating because that's not how you flow. You know, you see energy healers like that have to touch people or hover their hands over certain body parts and do this and do that. That's not how you flow energy. So you keep looking for how is this supposed to come? You are not supposed to feel it. You are not supposed to see it. and you're not supposed to only have it come out of your hands. Your
okay.
energy, your the healing energies you send flow out of your heart and out of your third eye. You can just look across the room at people and heal them. But you're looking for something like everybody else's version of healing, and that's not you. Does that make sense? Does that resonate with you?
Yes, it is. It is making sense.
Okay. I'm going to go in and pull this back. It's kind of like the almost the peer pressure kind of conformity energies. It's almost like you're energetically stuck in middle school where everybody's got to do everything the same way. And if I don't fit in, I'm not good enough. And you're the quirky kid who has her own way. And guess what? Your quirky own way of flowing energy is the absolute best way for you to flow it. You don't need to fit in.
I still don't.
It's okay to break the mold. There really is no mold for this. Your energy is beautiful. It's absolutely stunning.
Oh, thank you.
It's a peaceful healing by a shine, honey. And come take this journey with me. Let me help you remember where you've stuck this, how you've used it, how to tap back into it.
Thank you.
Here. It's here. It's just waiting to come out of you. I freed that up. It's now available, but just like with the other two callers, I'd love for you to go on this journey with me, learn how to bring this out, and also to relieve the other blocks, right? Because now that we're freeing your version of healing so that you can step into it, it's, are you ready? Enable, what other things are there that are going to appear now, right? But you can't, right? And again, that's one of the reasons, and we didn't go into this earlier with the offer, and why did I put the bonus offer out there of sending energies to close friends and immediate family, right? Why would I do that? Well, in a lot of cases, the impediments to our success are those people in our inner circle that don't want us to change, don't want us to step into our power and our magic. So if they're still closed and we want to stay in those tight relationships with them, right, it's difficult to change. They want us to stay the same. We have to open up those around us to be receptive to the new us, but also give them the spark to want to change as well.
Right. All right. Thank you so
sweetie.
Much, my dear.
Thank you.
All right. You're so welcome. Take care. And I want to go ahead and talk about this offer that you guys can really use to achieve all of these amazing things that Deborah has been talking about, really help to shift whatever is blocking you, effortlessly unlock your wealth, health, and happiness. And this is in that magic incubator. When you step inside the magic incubator, you will finally be able to release your challenges and struggles for good. And just want to tell you about some of the experiences that our listeners had. Some of them were able to experience this incubator when Deborah ran the beta program. And the results were really phenomenal. Like Nikki said, we got the house. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Things have shifted so much for me. I can't even thank you enough.
Jewel said, she said, I received my attunement on Tuesday, and on Thursday I received an unexpected $800. Thank you, Deb. Shelley said, after Deborah's clearings, my psychic gifts opened up, and I was able to open my own healing practice within a month. How cool is that? Tracy said, working with Deborah, my tax bill was reduced by over $30,000 overnight. And Maddie said, my money magnet is working overtime. When I really want something, it seems to magically appear within a few days. How cool is that? And there's a bunch more, and you guys can read those as you go through this special offer page for Deborah. Let's go ahead and go there now. It's orderjoy2020.com/Deborah22. And as Deborah explains this really awesome package, A, packed full of value and amazing gifts for you, and package B, just remember, right now we have a special where you can get a bonus of 60 days remote clearing, and you can invite up to 10 members of your family or inner circle for free. This is a huge gift that you can give to yourself and your loved ones. So over to you, Deborah, my dear. Thank you for such a generous, beautiful offering. And I would love for you to explain this, please. What's in package A and then package B, please?
Sure, absolutely. I'd be happy to. So in addition to the energy that are the custom blend flowing to everyone that signs up and all of the people that they're able to bring with them during the bonuses, there are 30 days of what I call daily empowerments. And these are messages that I receive from Spirit that are specific for the growth and evolution of the individuals that are in the program. They come out every evening, typically between 6 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And there's not a set time for them, and that's because these are channeled every day by Spirit, and sometimes Spirit wants me to finish all of the sessions for the day because there's things that pop up that are relevant for the collective group. So after I finish all of the sessions for the day, that's when I channel the messages and send them out. The words are energetically infused. These are messages that help you shift your current mindset and embrace looking at the world from a different viewpoint, to open you up to the realm of possibilities and to your power and the magic inside of you. Words are spells, and spells can be positive as well as negative. So these are all positive intentions and spells and words to change your outlook and open you up to the energies that are coming. There's also pictures included that are infused with the same energies. I've had people tell me that when the 30 days of empowerment ends, or 60 days if they've taken them, that they really miss them. And I encourage the individuals to start back and every day read one of these messages, because they are changing and they do contain positive magic, for lack of a better word. So they are very useful tools. Some people print them out and put them under their mattress so they sleep with the energies. Some people take the energetically charged pictures and put them as their screensaver on their computer or their phone. I've even had people say they printed them out and put them in picture frames and put them around their house so that they're always available to them as reminders and messages. So depending in package A, you're going to get those for 30 days. There's also 6 group calls where we're going to do a variety of energy work activations or attunements to help you on the path to reclaiming your magic, which is where we start. So call one is actually showing you where inside of you you have buried your magic, reacquainting you with that, allowing it to be reactivated, opening your heart and your mind to the limitless potential that you are. A week later, the first call is going to be in a week on August 9th. Purposely put that out there a few days to allow the energies to get started, to open you up, to have the empowerments come through for a few days. And then we're going to get started with the call. The call will be recorded. So if you're not able to listen to it live, you still get the same benefits. The energies are still in there. And you'll always have it so that you can listen to it at any time in the future for yourself. The second call will be on Tuesday the 16th. And these are all at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. I know that there's people from around the world that are going to join the calls. I tried to find a time that works for most people. So if you are an individual and that means you have to get up in the middle of the night, I'd love to have you live. But I know that's not always possible, which is why all of these calls will work regardless of when they're listened to. So the second call is about releasing the need. Your need to be someone other than who you are. And there's a very cool process that I have been shown that works wonders that I'm going to share with you that's really going to change how you go about your day-to-day life, why you do what you do, the needs that drive your daily actions. It's going to be a very liberating call. The following week, we'll get into removing the restrictions, digging deep, going into your records, finding what is really restricting your progress. What is holding you back? What are those deep-seated things that are not allowing you to move forward? Showing you where your ego is sabotaging you. Now, this is not about getting rid of your ego, because your ego is very important to your identity and who you are. But this is giving you tools to understand that and know how to work with your ego, how to get your ego to buy into the changes that you're making. The following call, the last Tuesday of August, will be renewing your energy stream. And this is important because once we have shifted, once you know where your magic is, once you've released the need to be who you're not, once you've taken out the restrictions, now what do? We've created a vacuum within you. Now is the opportunity to rejuvenate, fill you in with good things, with what's going to propel you into your best life going forward. We're going to follow that I think that call is actually the first week of September now instead of the last week of August. But they're all on Tuesdays. The next one is how to rewrite your story so that you can write your best soul story for this incarnation. And how do you set yourself up for positive lifetimes in the future? How do you write in that you're always going to remember your magic and not suppress it like you've done in the past? And then the final call that we're all going to have together is working with you to put you in a mode of receptivity so that you can receive the goodness. You can enjoy what's being provided to you. And in this one, we're actually going to have a virtual gratitude ceremony. Gratitude is one definitely overlooked component of the entire abundance and happiness key. We're going to give you a, I'm going to give you a process that you can use forever to help you tap in to the gratitude that you should be tapping into but don't know how to. So that is what is available in Package A. And that leads us into Package B, which is including everything that I've already talked about, but it's going to give you an additional 30 days of the daily empowerment. You'll get a full 60 days of those, so that will match up to the full 60 days of the healing energies that you're going to get. You're going to get the daily empowerment. You're going to get all of the calls. And the calls are all set to be 90 minutes. 90 minutes is the minimum. If Spirit needs us to go further, longer, we're in the flow, they don't cut off at 90 minutes, but they will be at least 90 minutes per each call. And then this one is where the magic can really kick it up a notch. This Package B includes a 30-minute session where you and I go into your Akashic Records and find the biggest, deepest, most disruptive blocks that are in your records that are keeping you from being as abundant, happy, and joyful in this lifetime as you can be. These are, I can't tell you all of the information that people send to me. I mean, there are testimonials out there about how people's lives have changed, but they really don't fully describe how impactful these sessions can be. They are literally life-changing. So if you can, if you want to go on this journey and you want to find your magic, let's do this. But if you can, put yourself in the place of really opening up to the healing, then getting the one-on-one session is what's going to get you there. So I'm ready. I'm so excited for this program. I've been doing healing sessions and working in people's records for a long time. And this is a package that has evolved out of all of the thousands of healings that I've done. This is the culmination of what's going to help the most people in the quickest way possible to get where they want to be. And I just hope each and every one of you is one of them.
Awesome. Thank you so much for explaining this. And yeah, and I said, as I said earlier, right now you can get this amazing Package A, which is packed full of energy work, attunements, and you have these six really awesome group calls, plus 60 days of remote clearing, in which right now you can add up to 10 family members, but that is only for the next 24 hours. That bonus is going to go away after 24 hours. So I would say jump in now, as many people did over the weekend. And Package B, if you want to get an Akashic Record reading with Deb, then that is Package B. So you get everything in Package A plus a private 30-minute session. So that is phenomenal. Thank you so much. And I know that people are going to love it. We have Odile sent her feedback from France. She said, my head is still buzzing. And I can imagine that. And she said it's slightly painful at times from the buzzing, because the buzzing is really strong. Is there anything that you can tell her to do to ease the discomfort that sometimes is coming up, or is it just going to go away on its own?
It will go away on its own, but relax into it. I'll go in and I'll dial it back a little for you. So sometimes when we feel discomfort after any type of healing work, it comes from us at an unconscious or even sometimes at a conscious level of resisting. And because when we accept these energies, when we accept the change, then we have to confront the reality that we have removed the blocks. So now if we don't step into that healing power that we have, we don't claim the magic that we have, then that's on us, right? So when we take away the excuse, it's the ego says, you can't take away the excuse. The excuse was there to protect you. The excuse was there so that you didn't take this step. So when the pain comes in or the feelings of, oh, this is uncomfortable, that's really being put there to say, okay, let's run and hide again. Let's put the cloak back up. Let's stop letting our light shine because it's painful. But the pain is where you're at now, right? If you weren't in some sort of pain, whether it's physical, emotional, or spiritual, or mental, you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be working on yourself.
Absolutely.
So it's,
yeah.
You know, it's like ripping the Band-Aid off. Do you do it little by little by little, or you just pull it off? Yes, it's it can be a little, the sensation can be a little uncomfortable, but it does not have to be painful. Right? The pain is staying where we are, staying stuck. Right?
But
she's bringing in a good point, right? So any time we're at that point where it is painful, if we relax into it, we embrace it, we thank it for what it's showing us, we can always ask our higher selves, ask whoever we're working with, can you dial it back? Can you help me be open to this, but let it come in gradually versus boom, it's here.
You know, remember her, that cloak was very thick. So
it was.
That she told that thing.
And I don't have a ruler, and I know she's in France, so they don't use inches, and I don't have a conversion here for centimeters, but it was a good 10 inches thick.
Wow.
It was pretty substantial. So, it is, there is going to be feelings coming off of that. Yeah, that's
beautiful. And so many people on the call received that clearing too. So don't be surprised if this continues to work on you guys for a while, which is awesome. We want to be seen. We don't want to hide anymore. So thank you to Odile for opening up that space for so many people and everybody else who came on the call and got the clearings. I want to also answer another question from Glenn. Is there a Bliss Up discount for this package? Yes, it is. I'm sorry if maybe we forgot to put it on there, but yes, you do have the Bliss Up discount. Just make sure if you have trouble, if you have issues, just let our customer service team know and they will handle it for you. Oh, wow. So we are at the end of our time. Oh, she wrote back. She said 10 inches is 25 centimeters. Okay, thank you. So obviously your buzzing must have reduced a little bit. You did the math fairly quickly. That is so cute. So cute. I love it. I get this smiling energy coming from her. That is so awesome. That's why we do what we do, right? That's why you're here. That's why I'm here. We just want to help people
Absolutely.
Get past their blocks and smile and you know, show up as their beautiful selves. And that's what the world needs to see, my dear Odile. The world is waiting for you.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm so happy that you're going to be taking that cloak off and shining your gifts to the world. So that is just fantastic. I can't wait to see that. I can't wait to see what happens next for you. So we are at the end of our time together, my dear. It was so fantastic to have you with us. It was a lot of fun, and I am still buzzing with energy, so thank you for that.
You're welcome.
For this very generous offering that you have brought for our amazing community, which is filled with, you know, healers and all kinds of amazing people. So thank you so much for that. And I want to thank our listeners as well. I mean, you guys just bring so much joy into my life personally because of who you are and the amazing souls that you are. So thank you so much for being you and for being here today.
Yes, lots of
thank
love.
You.
And yes, thank you.
Thank you,
everybody. Bye bye for
now,
everybody.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye bye.